Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 6, 2020. Potential health care coverage and Medicaid impact COVID-19. Health Management Associates, HMA, released projections on Friday, April 3, 2020, estimating the potential impact of COVID-19 on health care coverage. The analysis utilizes three employment rate scenarios to estimate the impact on Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, ACA, marketplaces, employer-provided insurance, and the uninsured. The baseline unemployment scenario assumes a 10% unemployment rate. The medium unemployment scenario assumes a 17.5% unemployment rate, and the high unemployment scenario assumes a 25% unemployment rate. For comparison, Iowa's unemployment rate was 2.8% in February 2020. In Iowa, HMA projects employer-sponsored health care coverage to decline by 128,000 to 384,000 individuals. This is estimated to lead to an additional 115,000 to 265,000 individuals eligible for Medicaid or Medicaid expansion, Iowa Health and Wellness Plan. ACA marketplace coverage is estimated to increase between 9,000 and 36,000 individuals, and the uninsured could increase to between 4,000 and 83,000 individuals. If individuals become Medicaid eligible but are unfamiliar with how to access the state Medicaid program or simply go without insurance hoping this is a short-term issue, the Medicaid increase could be lower than projected, leading to a higher number of uninsured. Details of the estimates for Iowa are in the chart that accompanies this Fiscal Update article. For projections for all 50 states, please click on the link provided in this Fiscal Update article. Estimated change in insurance coverage, COVID-19. Iowa is in a significantly better position for minimizing the number of uninsured compared to states that decided not to expand Medicaid under the ACA. Most potential new Medicaid members would likely qualify for the Iowa Health and Wellness Plan, which has a 90% federal match rate. In addition, uninsured individuals may be presumptively eligible for Medicaid if they show up at a hospital for care or other entity that has the authority to determine presumptive eligibility. A qualified entity can assist the individual along with the Iowa Medicaid Enterprise to gain coverage based on the individual's statements regarding the household's circumstances and income. HMA intends to update its model as more information becomes available. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jess Benson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4611. To view the chart that accompanies this Fiscal Update article, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left, then under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and go to the article titled Potential Health Care Coverage and Medicaid Impact COVID-19.